journey of growth is a process, right? It's about the long game. It's not anything that can be taken lightly and not anything that can be rushed through. And today, episode 4, we are talking about being in the thick of it, right? Being in the thick of everything that is going on. And man, Naomi, I know we were kind of talking about it last week, post episode, right? Our kind of, you know, in credit episode, the episode after the episode, if you will. And we were talking about this. We were talking about, we knew that there was something else that we wanted to do between episode 3 and the final episode called The Other Side, but we didn't know exactly what it was. And then God dropped it right there, right? So talk to me, talk to the people, being in the thick of it. What does that mean to you?
I think that it brings everything full circle. I think it involves us finding ways to cope with our stress. You know, we talked about how healing is not linear. And so when you're going through the process, that thick of it is all the things that come up. Like when we're being real about how this healing journey is, I think about what setbacks look like and how we overcome them and how we rebuild ourselves while experiencing the emotional pain or physical strain from grieving and whatever healing process that you're going through. I can think of it. It's like everything that we're healing from is different, and there's different sizes of our wounds and our journeys look different. Me being a refugee baby and also being someone who's experienced sexual assault and someone who's experienced divorce, healing from all of those different traumas, in the thick of it, there are different setbacks that I had to go through. There's a different type of resiliency for each different thing. And so it's just, when I'm thinking of being in the thick of it, is you engaging with the process and whatever setbacks come, how you gain your self-care, what type of support systems you bring, what kind of personal growth happens, and how you face your adversity that comes.
No, I think you really hit everything on the head when it comes to this episode, right? Being in the thick of it. And really the only thing that I would add is being in the thick of it, like it's in the trenches, right? It's about being in a space that, you know, ultimately, like, you come face to face with you, right? Like you're coming face to face with everything that you could possibly imagine, and that it's almost like this moment of truth. It's almost this moment of understanding that you have to have, right? Because you won't get to the other side. You won't get to a level of overcoming or a level of healing until you deal with the thick of it, right? And that's going to be the raw, the uncut. That's going to be the reality checks. That's going to be the things that slap you in the face. Those are going to be the things that you have to understand, and you have to come to grips with, like, yep, that's me and that's what I deal with. Or yes, that's me and I caused that. Or yes, that's me. It's not about the other person. It's not about the situation. It's about you, right? That's why if you really look at every episode that we've done and kind of how we've built on this topic, when it comes to headspace, when it comes to what we deal with in our head on a day-to-day basis, right? It's about that process, right? Like when we understand, like, owning our mess, when we understand, like, it's going to take some time to deal with that mess. But then when we understand there's a thickness, there's a heaviness, there's some realities that have to set, that have to come into play, that when we go through this, when we deal with these things, right, this is the moment of truth, right? Like, I know my own journey, right? Dealing with divorce, dealing with the same abuse and things that I dealt with growing up and all of those things, right? Like, it's not about burying it or anything like that. It's about making sure that we have, like, the firm understanding that this is real. Like, we have to deal with this, right? Because this is also the moment where most people give up, this is the real thing. This is where most people throw in the towel. They say, forget the therapist, forget God, forget healing, because it gets hard. This is the hard part. This is the part of the marathon, right? That becomes a press. This is the part that's going to test your resolve. This is the part that's going to push you and really test, do you really want to be healed? Do you really want to grow? Do you really want to deal with it? Right. And these are the things and the truths that come out. And this is why things or people, right? Like your community is so important, right? Your relationship with God is so vital, vitally important in this moment, right? Absolutely. In the thick of it, right? And so even as we talk about it, right, we're using this platform, we're using this episode, right, to highlight these things and to help you. Like, we know, like, some of you listening right now, you're probably in the thick of it and you don't even know it. You probably don't even know it. But if you've owned it, right, and you understand that this is going to take some time, then the next piece is you're going to have to peel, like really peel back. And we've said that a few times in different episodes, right? Like peeling back the layers, peeling back, getting into the depth of it, getting off the surface, right? Because most of the stuff we want to deal with is at the surface, but most of the stuff that God wants to deal with is under the surface, right? And so even Naomi, like, talk to me a little bit, talk to the people a little bit about that process, right? That's, you know, when you think of the thick of it, right? Let's get beyond the surface. And as you peel back those layers, and ultimately, like, if we're honest, like, it's not even layers we're peeling back. They're probably scabs. Like, if we can look at it from that perspective, right? Like, when you're hearing that, when you think about that, even in your own journey or anything like that, when you're getting into the thick of it, right, peeling back those things and uncovering the realness of who we are, what is that process like?
This process is really dealing with the hard questions. I think that a lot of times we look at the surface level of what's happening, but we have to move from surface and get into the root of things. And when you're getting into the thick of it, it's really asking the hard questions, not what happened, but why did it happen? And in those times, you're faced with yourself and see how you can move forward, and how much truth can you actually face and acknowledge? And then how can you move forward by taking accountability if it's needed, and then looking at if there's reconciliation that's needed, what's the next step for those things, even when it's reconciling with ourselves and the vision that we had for our lives versus what's happening now. You're getting to these spaces where you have to ask yourself heavy things, and your level of healing is going to be determined by the level of awareness and acceptance that you're going to take in these times. And so, yeah, self-care is going to be important. How you're choosing to care for yourself, whether it be your vices that you use, finding healthy self-care spaces and things, and then your support systems. What does your support system look like? And in your personal growth, when you're facing these adversities, how willing are you to be able to become the best version of yourself? And that healing process, it looks different for everyone. And I think that's the hard part. The hard part is we want a 1-2-3 step that's easy. But in the thick of it, even when you're looking for answers, there's not going to be a clear cut answer that works for you, that works for somebody else. Because honestly, we all have our own journey and all of our journeys are unique. That's why looking around you and leaning on friends and allies through whatever it is that you're going through is important. And also learning from our past mistakes to move forward. Those are a few nuggets that I would give when you're going through the thick of it. And I want you to be compassionate with yourself and know that setbacks are going to happen. Not a matter of if, but a matter of when. And setting up structure of how you're going to move forward if those things do come, because if you do it before it happens, it's easier than trying to figure it out while the chaos is happening.
Right. Yeah. It, you know, there's a few things, a couple of things that you said that really stick out. And I know we've said it a few times, and we want to make sure that you understand this, like community matters, like the people around you matter, right? Because having the right community helps you in the thick of it, right? And that's one of the biggest things. Like, you do not, and I'm being so serious, and I hope if you take away nothing from this series, nothing from this episode, take this: you cannot handle the thick of it alone. Like, we strongly advise against that. Do not handle the thickness of everything that you're dealing with by yourself, right? Like, this is why there are therapists. This is why you have accountability partners. This is why you have trusted people in your circle that can help you navigate these waters, right? Because let's be real, you haven't been in this water before, right? Like, if we're going to look at it from a surface, this isn't, you know, we're not at, you know, in the kiddie pool anymore, right? We're not just in the shallow end. Like, we are going in deep, like getting into the thickness of it. And even just use that same example, right? And I am not a swimmer, but I'm going to use an example of that, right? Like, you're in the water, right? And you're in the 2 foot in, you're in the 3 feet, 3 foot in, right? And it's easy, right? You could stand up, it's easy. The water's not moving as much, but you take a few steps more out, right? You take a few more, you get a little deeper, you get 5 feet, 6 feet, you know, 8 feet, 10 feet, 12 feet, right? There's more work you got to do, right? And if you're in the ocean or something like that, and the currents are coming, it's like, there's work you have to do. And man, what if you could fight that fight with someone instead of by yourself? And that's what this journey looks like. This Absolutely. Journey of self-care, this journey of getting yourself from your past mistakes to a present state that can get you in a position of growth and healing and progression, right? Because you don't want to do this by yourself. This is not something that can be taken lightly. This is not something that can be taken with ease. And really, like, you might need, you're going to need people there that are going to want to encourage you past the point, past your point of wanting to quit, because you will want to quit. You will. I'm telling you right now, you're going to hit a point, if you're not already there, that you're going to say, man, forget this. Like, I don't want to deal with this part of me. But man, if you deal with it, if you own it, and then you understand it, and you start really digging into it and plugging away at it and getting to the depths of what it is, man, there is so much more to come. And I don't want to get into episode 5 yet. But man, when you start to peel back and dig deep and really uncover the roots and things in you that are going on, that are causing the things that you've dealt with, right? There's so much more to get from that. And then another piece of that, and it was something else you said, right? Like, you have to be able to, and I don't know if you use this exact word, but this is the thought that I had, like, man, you got to be able to forgive yourself. You got to be able to understand that issue, those things, like, they don't define you, right? And you can move forward. You can get better. You can push. You can get there, right? But you have to be able to say, man, I forgive myself. Because it's hard to do, man. It is so hard to get into that space and get into that place where you can look yourself in the mirror and not feel shame and not feel guilt and not feel those things, right? And you don't give room for shame to take over. And it's such a powerful powerful thing, right? Shame can be something so crazy. Like we can be, it will have us constricted. It would have us just arrested into our mess. And we won't be in a place that we can't even get to healing. We can't get to the other side because we're so restricted and held down by shame and fear and not wanting to face ourselves. And so I appreciate, you know, this platform and you coming on, Naomi, and sharing, you know, those encouraging words because people need it. And I think sometimes we get into this quick mindset that we believe that this is just this quick one and done and let's go and go through the process. But man, like when you get to the thick of it, like it's a wild thing. But man, I'm telling you, if you can weather this, if you can push this, if you can stay the course, right? Get the people around you that can help you. And this is again why we're advocates for therapy. These are professional people who know what they're doing, right? Yeah. They understand what you're going through, right?
I love what you're talking about is showing us the it's a soulish work that's happening, right? When we get saved, our spirit is saved, but we have to work through our soul. The soul is our mind. The soul is our will, and the soul is our emotion. And I love 2 Corinthians 10:5. It shows the kind of work that we have to do. It says that we demolish arguments and every pretense that set itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. And what I love about that scripture, it's showing a foundation of kind of the work that we're doing. The thing is, we do that, but when trauma is added on, it adds on another layer, right? Because when trauma comes, not only are you dealing with your thoughts, but you're dealing with your thoughts that are skewed from a situation that happened. And so, you don't have to do that demolishing arguments by yourself. When you have a professional, when you have a therapist, when you have a community that loves you, when you have accountability, they help you with the arguments and the pretenses that set themselves up against you, that set them up against what God created you to be and who God created you to be. And so when you're going through traumatic situations, your mind goes haywire. And sometimes in order to regulate, you need your community. You need the people that can remind you of yourself when it's hard for you to remind yourself. And in all of those thoughts that we're taking captive, we're making it obedient to what Christ came to do, which was give us wholeness, to give us new life, right? And so I love that when you care about yourself enough, then you'll take the opportunity to be able to practically walk this scripture out by getting yourself a therapist or by getting a community or by having a strong support system. And that's the importance of self-care. At the end of the day, we all are going through different things, but those things will lead us to have arguments about ourselves, about how we think about ourselves, how we think about God. We start questioning if he even cares about us or why is this happening to us? And there's so many different thoughts that are coming up and it makes it into a jumbled mess in our head, in our mind, in our emotions. And our support gets to help us to be able to iron out those kinks, that we can start thinking clear again, that we have a better view or understanding of ourselves and how we view life and how this experience defines us or doesn't define us. And so having a team does not mean that you're weak. And I encourage you guys, while you're in the thick of it, it's not going to be the easiest for you to be able to make decisions that are sound. So having that team is going to be very imperative. And so I wanted to add that layer through what you were saying as well.
No, I appreciate that because I think it's such a like big thing to say when it comes to this concept of community, right? I think when we get into a space where we're ultimately starting to deal with our mess, right? It's very easy for us to close people off and kind of shut in and but see, that's what the enemy wants you to do. And I'm going to say it in two different, I'm going to say it kind of from two different points of view. The enemy does want you to be secluded. He wants you to get, because he knows the power of community. He knows it, right? He wants us to be solitude. He wants us to be isolated and all of those things. And at the same time, we also need to make sure that, again, we said it earlier, like we have the right community around us. Let me just let you in on something that you'll learn if you haven't gone through something, if you haven't been there. Like, not everybody's meant to be your community. Not everybody's meant to be there. And to me, like, going through my journey this past year with divorce and all of the, like, I found out very quickly that there were people who I thought like would have been there and they weren't. And the reason a lot of the, you know, because there was a relationship there and there was a lot, you know, friendships and things of that nature. But like, there are people that know like the struggles and the things that I've been through in that space, the things that mentally I went through, right? And going through the thick of it. And like, man, you never heard from them, right? Like, people love to ride your highs and they love to be with you on the mountaintop. But man, not too many people can ride your valleys with you. They just can't. They can't handle it. And that's okay. That is okay. Because I'm going to be honest with you, that's part of going through the thick of it. You realize who your real circle is. You realize who the people are. You realize your community very quickly. You want to know who's in your community for real? Like, go through some ish and see what happens. Have something happen in your life, a traumatic event, something major, and you will find out very quickly who and who isn't your community very quickly, right? And that's going to be a part of that process, right? And I know, like, you know, just in conversations with Naomi and other folks that have gone through some serious things like divorce or loss or just frayed relationships, whatever it is, like, that is like a ringing theme. Like, man, I thought so-and-so was going to be, because they were here all the time and they were somebody else, but they're not there now. Right. And like, there's so much that can be said with that. But I think that's another reason why it's so vital to, you know, at the same time, not be isolated, but at the same time, understand and really dissect your community, really, you know, like, shift that mindset and shift the thoughts around who is in your community. Right. It's not about your 500 Instagram followers or your 2000 or whoever is following you. Like, it's not about that. Right. Because your healing journey, like, I understand, and I know Naomi is passionate about this, like, there is a space of healing out loud. There's totally is. And I am for that. But your community is much more deeper and much more powerful than who follows you on social media. Like, keeping that in mind as you go through this process, because it's going to get ugly. It's going to get bad. It's going to get tough. Right. But having the right community is so, so vitally important. Right. And you will get to a space. And that's, again, I am a huge advocate when it comes to therapy, because the way that therapists operate, the way that they, you know, invest in who you are. Right. If you have the right one. Right. Because not every therapist is right for you, and you have to do your research and you have to pray and all of those things. Right. You have to find the right one. But man, when you have the right one and she's connected or he's connected to your community in the way that they are injected in, and you will start to see this circle of people that will rally around you, that will comfort you, that will correct you, right? That will, they'll chastise you if they have to, but they're not, one thing they won't let you do is they're not going to let you fall back into what you used to be. They're not going to let you fall back into a space that can do harm for you. They're not going to let you just jump off the bike or jump off the race, jump off the track just because it gets hard. They are not going to let you do that. And if anybody in your community lets you do that, then you need to reassess your community like yesterday. Naomi, any other thoughts to that?
Absolutely. I know that when we're all going through our different challenges or storms in life, and whether they're severe and they have a strain on our mental health, we don't all go through the same process. So I'm not going to give you a 1, 2, 3 step. But I know some things that God helped me when I was going through my storms. And I know, I hope that it can be a help for you as well. But he gave me the 4 R's when I was going through my challenges. And the first one is to recognize. Once you recognize what it is, sometimes we're not even aware of what the issue really is. And so we continue to go on cycles, or we might be in chaos, but we don't know what that chaos is until we recognize what the problem is. And so once you recognize, find ways for healthy release. And those are finding healthy coping skills and ways to deal with your stress and ways to overcome your setbacks. And so release is finding ways to release healthily. Because we can release in different ways. We can release in ways that are healthy, and we can release in ways that are unhealthy. And that's where we find our vices and find habits that aren't beneficial for our growth. And so finding ways to release, whether it's writing, whether it's poetry, whether it's going to the gym, however you're going to release whatever tension you're experiencing. And then review is important, and that's where your community comes. And I know we've been talking a lot about therapy and therapists and finding support, but if you're not at the point right where you can trust a therapist, or you're not at that point, even finding healthy community or finding, there's different areas, right? There's a spiritual aspect, and then there's the practical aspect. So being able to see if What kind of support do you need? Do you need to go and find a coach? Do you need to go and maybe go to the doctor and get some practical help, maybe some prescription medication? The review place is where you're actually, after you've released all of that, you're starting to ask yourself those really important questions. Like, what is it that that is causing me to be at this point? Is this point a point that's continually happening? And what am I doing to perpetuate that cycle? Or what am I doing to help continue this cycle? And so you ask yourself those questions in the review, and it's helpful because we have places where we can't see ourselves, that we have healthy community and accountability that is not going to be yes men to us, that is going to tell us about ourselves. Because we're not going to grow if we're continuously around people that are just going to agree with us. So you want those people that care about you enough to tell you the truth, even if the truth hurts. And so in that review process, we're doing what we need to do to grow. We're doing what we need to do to change so that the storm that's happening, that they're not storms that we're causing for ourselves. And then after that review process, we return, because even though storms are happening to us, life does not stop. And so God gave me those 4 R's when I was going through the storm. And I want to leave you guys with that as well. And be prayerful and seek out. Do not be afraid to ask for help, no matter what that looks like. That might be going to a doctor, but that might also mean you opening up and that shell, or that wall that you put up to protect you, you might have to open it up a little bit so that that wall is not becoming your cage and it's not holding you in. Don't make permanent decisions based off of temporary feelings. I know when you're going through it, your emotions are very strong, but those very strong emotions will fade. And if you make a decision, the consequences of those decisions will outlast those temporary emotions. I would say the next thing is find your people. And your people aren't going to be people that are your yes men, but inside of us, there are kings and queens and or fools. And you want to find those people that speak to the king and queen in you. You want to find those people that see who you are. Find your people and stick with those people. They want the best for you. And the best is not always going to feel the best. The last but not least, in the season that you're in, sometimes waiting is going to be a part of it. Waiting on God, waiting on situations, waiting on answers, waiting on things, but there's a working in your wait. So find your work in your wait so that you are not idle. Because when you're idle, you find mischief, you find your mind goes into a lot of different places that are very detrimental when you are idle in your wait. So work in your wait, serve. Find places to serve, find places to develop yourself, find things to do that are going to be productive while you're waiting on your answers, and know in hope, in faith that God does have answers for your questions, but the questions sometimes are not immediate. And so I want to say, if you're going through it and you're in the thick of it, just you listening to this, it's proving that you are working. It's proving that there is good that's coming towards you. And so I'm just encouraging you in that in your chaos, in your mess, that you're seeking out, how can I be diligent in my chaos, and how can I be found trusted, and how can I be found faithful, even when I have these situations that I'm still dealing with. And so I hope these four R's help. And I just want to encourage you in the time that you're in. And I would say you don't want to do it alone, just like he said. So reach out to help. Look around and see. Help might not look like help. I'm telling you, help might not look Facts. Like help. Facts. So look around. Your help is around and it's there.
That is so good. So good. Thank you for sharing that, because yeah, it is such a journey and experience that you're on. And I hope that the R's helped you. I hope the four R's gave you some insight. And again, finding the right help is so key too. And I want to, you know, as we close this out, I want to go back to something a little bit. I want to go back to forgiving yourself for just a little bit. And I want to talk a little bit about, the Apostle Paul in the Bible, right? And the Bible doesn't really talks a lot about forgiveness, but it doesn't give specifics on the concept of forgiving oneself, right? It talks about forgiveness, a lot to say about forgiveness, but I want to just kind of give you some context when it comes to Paul, right? And really, he set an example for us around forgiving ourselves. Right. And if you know anything about Paul, if you don't, I'm going to give you a little bit of context. Paul was named Saul and he killed Christians. That's kind of the short version of that. He was a persecutor of the church. He was one, you know, kind of like he was like the mafia guy back then. Right. He just, if you love Jesus, he was done with you. He cut you off. He killed you. That's what he did. And then he had a moment with Jesus on the road. And his life instantly changed, right? But Paul did not live his life in shame or regret over anything that he did, right? Or thought that God couldn't use him, or he didn't constantly remind himself of, man, I used to be this person. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you go read it a little bit more and you read about the journey of Paul after the road, and Paul started to preach the gospel, and what you will see, though, is a lot of other people reminding him of who we used to be. And that's a whole nother episode and a whole nother series in itself. But you'll see that a lot as you read the story of Paul. But that's not what he did to himself, right? He understood that at this moment, he has been given the opportunity to be something better than he was, to be a person on fire for God, to go be someone who has now accepted Jesus Christ and now can go preach the gospel. And he did exactly that. He spread the gospel throughout the world. He helped churches. He helped people, right? He didn't get into this, woe is me, and I'll never do. He had his thick of it, right? And he continued to press, and he continued to push, and he continued to do those things. And then even in Romans 7 and 8, Paul, again, he's talking about struggling with his sin nature, right? And that's something we can all relate to, right? That's what you'll understand going through the thick of it, right? But Paul doesn't just say, I'm going to try harder. I'm going to be a better Christian. I'm going to do the... Paul says, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. And that's Romans 7, 24 and 8, 2. And I read that and I give you that because I'm telling you right now, that can be true for you too. That can be the truth for you, because let me tell you something, it takes courage to be in the thick of it. And if you're saying like, Nick, Naomi, I'm in the thick of it right now, I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with that, man, it takes courage to be in the thick of it. It takes mad courage. And what else takes courage is healing. And I want to read you this quote. It says, healing takes courage. And we all have courage, even if we have to dig a little to find it. The fact that you're listening to this, like Naomi said, the fact that you're thinking about a therapist, the fact that you're even at the point that you're in, shows that you have courage. So shows that you have a willingness, a desire to be better than you were. And so we're proud of you just for that. Just where you are right now as your community, right? Because you're listening to this. Hey, we are your community. And we are so proud of you that you're continuing to press. You're continuing to push. Man, I mentioned it in the first episode. Like, we're going to talk about mental health and therapy. Don't stop listening. Don't come back and log back in to Vantage Point in May. Man, if you're sitting here and you were episode 1, 2, 3, and now 4, man, like, either you're just really interested in what we got to say, or you actually are looking at this and looking at yourself and saying, man, yeah, that's where I'm at. And we are so excited for you because we know what comes next. We know how this, we have lived this. We're living it, right? We said this earlier, we are not experts. We are not perfect, right? Healing is a journey until we meet Jesus. And so We're just at a different stage of the race, and we're here to help you get there too. And so, man, I'm excited. We're excited for what God is going to do, but I want to continue to encourage you that you have the courage to overcome this. You have the courage to be better, and your past does not define you at all. Just because it happened doesn't mean it's you. Just because it happened does not mean it defined you. At the end of the day, God has the final say about who you are and what you mean. And if you're still living and you're still breathing, that means God has a purpose for you and he's not done with you yet. And man, even as we close this out, I'm just going to pray over us real quick. And before I do that, I just want to give Naomi the floor one last time. If she has anything else that she wants to add to this topic or encourage the people for. But Naomi, the floor is yours.
I just want to say yes to everything that you were saying. If you are in need or in help, and reach out. I know that I have, my inboxes are always open. You can find me at Speak Back to Life on all social media platforms and also www.speakbacktolife.com. I know that going through things are hard, but it's a little easier when you're not going through it alone. And so I know that I have openings. Love to work through some of those things that you think are hard or difficult. And also, I know that these spaces could be places where you can find some clear or calm through whatever storm that you're going through. That's all. Thank you for rocking with us for the series. And I hope that this is just a beginning on your journey. And also want to say happy healing. It's going to be a journey. There are going to be good and bad, but ultimately when you're getting better, it's amazing.
Father God, we just thank you so much for this time. We give you all the honor and praise. Father God, we just know that this journey, Father God, this wild ride that we're all on, Father God, none of us are absolved from this ride. Father God, we may avoid it, but at some point we have to get on it, Father, to get better, to be whole, to be closer to you, to be better versions of ourselves wherever we are in life, Father. And so anyone that's listening to this, Father God, wherever they are, whether they're in the U.S. or they're abroad, Father, that you continue to be a voice, Father God, to them. You continue to be a beacon, Father God, that they can come to, that they can seek, Father God. Give them direction. Give them insight, Father God. Give them wisdom, Father God, to not only find the right community, Father God, but send people to them, Father God. Send resources to them, even right now, Father. And we just know that as you cover them, Father God, even though they might be in the thick of it, Father, that they will continue to understand that even though they are here, Father God, that you're still with them, Father God, that you're walking with them. And just pray that those things, Father God, that they are constant reminders wherever they may go in their life, Father God. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen. Man, again, guys, thank you so much for rocking with us this series. Man, we have one more episode left for this series, and then we're going to jump into May, and then we're going to close out this season with a bang, a revamping of Summer Takeover. 2024 is going to be wild. Naomi's going to be on there, and we're going to have a whole group of other people, speakers, communicators, pastors that are going to bring a word, a unique word all summer. You don't want to miss that. But man, as always, keep seeking insight, keys, and perspective to everyday living through the lens of God. It'll change your world and your life. God bless.